Aboriginal people in the Pilbara have dedicated this week to celebrating the 60th anniversary of May Day, when Aboriginal pastoral workers began a 20-year strike for better pay and conditions. Wankamaya Aboriginal Corporation Fran Haynes says highlights this week include the launch of a Pilbara strike board game and a jam tin art exhibition, commemorating the jam tin labels where people hid their calendars, marking off the days until the mass walk-off.
Aboriginal people have been working for a long, long time on the stations up in the Pilbara region, like I guess over many parts of Australia, and they were working for nothing really, just rations. They had, were given fortnightly rations, which they had to make last for the fortnight for the family, which, you know, was used standard sugar and flour and maybe a little bit of meat. And on the odd occasion, the old people still say, oh, we got, you know, five bob or something every now and then, if they were lucky. But in reality, they were basically slave labour. And many of the groups in the various stations weren't happy. So they came together in a big meeting a couple of years earlier at Mulyala Station, and where they knew that they wouldn't be caught having this meeting. And apparently there were hundreds of people came to that meeting, and they all made the decision then, and there's over 21 language groups involved, that they would leave the station and strike. And there was one old white fella named Don McLeod who was there supporting them, and he suggested that May Day was a good day to be the day to walk off. So they did, and managed to make their stand. In those days, they came into Port Hedland, and there was only 150 people in Port Hedland, and they were all white because Aboriginal people weren't allowed in the town. And so what happened was over 300 Aboriginal people walked in, and there wasn't much that the white fellas could do. So they striked, and that wasn't the end of it, obviously. It was another, probably, you know, people say 60 years of hardship, but certainly those old strikers stayed out on strike for nearly 20 years while they worked hard in the, making money by collecting minerals. And obviously the Pilbara's rich in minerals, and what the people did to make money to survive and then eventually buy back their own land was mining tin and mining gold, and just working in really hard conditions. And a lot of the old people say that they were starving a lot of the time, but they did it because they were determined to make a change and, go back to their stations and own them. So, yeah, we're really happy to be here to celebrate it and remember those heroes of the Pilbara.
Ms. Haynes says only a handful of strikers are still alive today, and the story is not well known outside the region.
It's sad that not many people, you know, in mainstream Australia are really aware of this strike, but it's something that people really hang their head on in this area and they're really proud of. And I think a quote on our DVD by one of the daughters of one of the leaders is, you know, that those people are their heroes, and they're really proud of them. And I think they believe that, you know, they prove that you can change the world if a few people decide it.
And she says the impacts continue today as young people learn about the events of May the 1st, 1946.
People talk about the Wave Hill strike. Well, they came many years after the Pilbara mob. Those old people were very strong and very proud and did a great thing. And I think, you know, the young people, the more they hear about it and understand what they really did do, are very proud of those people.